This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What's your take on Shota Imanaga leaving yesterday's game in the six with an apparent left hamstring injury? Scheduled for imaging later today, and the team will wait for the results before determining next steps. Are we back to wondering if Shota is the pitcher they can least afford to lose?
He's never had any lower body, you know, muscle strains, so he's a little unsure of you know, what the feeling means. But he felt something for sure.
Can the Cubs afford to be without Shota Imanaga?
For a limited period, I mean, you can get by a couple of turns in the rotation, three turns in the rotation. But if it's an extended issue, you got problems. There's no doubt about it. No, you can't afford to be without him for a longer period of time. He's too good a pitcher, and he's your best guy. And by the way, Justin Steele's already down, so, and not coming back. So I think that it did give you pause. As we talked about, I would say if it were me, I would try to deal with the options that I have. If I'm cashing in the Chris Flexen ticket, I might try to do that. The guy's been in the major leagues. He's been around. They're getting really strong performances from four different pitchers right now. So Shota, you could live without him for a few turns in the rotation. But if this is a longer, if this is kind of a 6 week or 2 month type deal, and I hope it isn't, and I'm not suggesting it is, but if that's the case, then you're back to where you were in terms of having to make a move, having to go out and get somebody. And it's very scary to think about that, because there's not going to be a lot available, and whatever you get at this point, you would be paying through the nose for. So you want to buy as much time as you can. I also don't like the idea of cashing in on Cade Horton right now. I would rather him kind of spend some more time and stretch out some more, and then feel really good about when you bring him up that you're going to get a bump.
Well, starting there first is who does come up. I would put my money on Jordan Wicks. That's probably who they end up having come up to fill that role. Hopefully, to your point, Mully, it's not more than one or two. The Cubs have a fantastic record over the last year and a half with Shota on the mound. Mm-hmm. Right? They just play well when he throws. I think he brings a ton of energy. I think guys like to play behind him.
A lot of fly ball outs.
So, you know, fingers crossed. Like, here's, okay, it looked slightly worse. Again, though, looked, that means nothing. It looked slightly worse than it looked the other day.
Yeah.
But he walked off on his own. He
limped.
But I mean, there wasn't a cart. He didn't need to put his arms over trainers and other players' shoulders, you know, like he had to hop out. I'm just saying, he was able to walk out on his own. So I'm trying to be positive here.
Yeah, I think it's hard to be positive. Well, positive means he's not going to miss an extended period of time. That would be positive. I think he's going to miss some time. Be hard to imagine him not, after the reaction that he had and what people were saying about the extent of the injury, projecting that way. I think the Cubs have taken a real common sense approach to problem solving this year. When Matt Shaw wasn't hitting, he went down. They're trying a lot of different options at third base. They're doing things within their bullpen out of necessity. And out of necessity, I would bring up Cade Horton. I think Jordan Wicks, for some reason, there must be something about him that they aren't thrilled with, because he doesn't seem to have their confidence. They aren't treating him like a guy in whom they have a lot of confidence. Cade Horton has made 6 starts at AAA. He's got 33 strikeouts in 29 innings. He gave up 1 run in 6 innings on Sunday. He's on track to take Shota's spot in the rotation if there is an injury list to go on for Shota. I understand all of the concerns about stretching him out and preserving him for the stretch run and all those things. But if he's going to make a start this week, I think it should be for the Cubs and not the Iowa Cubs. If Shota Imanaga goes on the injury list, I think Cade Horton's time is now. And you bring him up and you start the clock. And you can always send him back down. The Cubs don't have to have any sort of commitment long-term to keeping him in Chicago. You'd like that to be the case. What a nice problem that would be to have. Cade Horton's too good. What do we do with him? Well, you can conserve his innings, and he can help your major league team, especially at a time of need. Shota is your second lefty to go down at the top of the rotation. If this isn't a crisis, if this indeed is where he's headed, I don't know what is. So break in glass in case of emergency. Call up Cade Horton.
Wow, that's a good question.
That's the voice of John Heyman. He'll be in studio with Mully and Haw at 8:25. Check it out on Twitch. Luis Robert Jr. stole his 14th and 15th bases on Sunday, taking over as the MLB League leader. And his improved hitting lately had Bob Nightingale in USA Today to suggest the White Sox could trade Robert, quote, by Memorial Day, end quote, if this hot streak continues. You buying it?
I think that the White Sox would love everyone to buy that. I think the White Sox would love that to be the case, because get it out there that he's back on the market, and he know what, he's better than he was before the last time that he was up for auction. And I think that's the way you look at it. This is a player auction to the highest bidder. And Luis Robert now has added or revived his stolen base tool. This is something that was dormant for a while. But he is being more selective. He's getting more walks, and he's stealing more bases. And he leads the majors in that category. That's somebody I'd want on my team if I am the Reds, if I am the Dodgers, if I am a team that just needs something like that in terms of a speed element you don't have, also that is projected to be a contender down the stretch. Memorial Day seems a little early to me, but getting it out there that he's still available reminds teams, if they need reminded, that he is. And so I think this was a little strategic. I don't think it's inaccurate. And I do think that that's the way that he can serve a purpose best for the White Sox. Get hot, stay active on the base paths, and bring them something in return that can fit in nicely into this rebuild.
Well, this would be selling higher. He is playing better. He's in good form. 2-3 weeks ago, you would have said you were selling at his lowest level. So you hope that he keeps going up, 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 because then you get more, more, more.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it feels like he might be worth more later. You know, he hasn't really gotten going yet. I mean, he's running, and that's helping what he's doing. But, you know, I don't know. When is the trade deadline? I would wait
until the end of July.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's any I mean, are you off to the races now because you're worried that something's going to go awry?
He is injury prone.
I understand that. But, I mean, I don't know that I would be rushing to get rid of him. Oh, my God, he stole the base. Quick, trade him. I think that
I'm worried about him grabbing his hamstring.
Well, that's what this is. This is a move you make because you're worried about the guy being hurt. This is not a move you make because you want to get something for him.
He does have fast twitch muscles.
I understand that. They talk about trying to get two pieces for the guy. Now, if they can get one, they're going to rush to trade him by the end, you know, in 3 weeks. I don't know. I might want to roll the bones a little bit. What do you got to lose? You got nothing going well for you. You win a few games, stick with them. Let's see what happens.
Did you see the note? We'll get to the next question in a second. Your favorite player in the trade for Crochet, Winkelman?
Oh, Winkelman.
He's now going to he's going to the bullpen.
Yeah, Winkelman.
And he might be on his way up.
Winkelman Gonzalez.
Yes.
He's not my favorite.
He's your favorite guy. You always mention him.
Because he's another player. We somehow have ignored Winkelman.
I'm waxing poetic about Kyle Teal. I'm excited about Braden Montgomery. We're talking about Mydra starting to be in the majors. You're like, don't forget about Winkelman.
I said there was a fourth player in that deal. They're all going to be superstars. That's all.
He's on the way.
I love it.
What was the other part
big
of that
Winkelman
question?
Man.
Oh, John Heyman again. Maybe two segments with John. So two questions from John there. What about the White Sox winning their second series of the 2025 season? A 5-4 rain-shortened victory over the Astros. They have now won three of their last four games and improved to 10-24, a .294 win percentage, and two wins better than they were after 34 games a year ago.
Oh, man. Come on, break up the White Sox. 3-1 in May, baby. May is their month. David's in a hurry to get rid of their best player this month.
So is Chris Getz.
Yeah, I get it. I know. I'm just kidding around. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed watching them win a series. I did. I thought that their performance was pretty strong. They won two games in a row, and I watched a little bit thinking, can it make it three? No. But they've won three out of four. That is unbelievable, man. And to get to 10 wins, I believe they're now on track, right, for like 48. And I think I had picked 47. So, good for them. They were like a couple days ago, they were going to better their mark of a year ago. And they still could. But it feels like it's better. It feels like the manager is better. It just feels like, yeah, they're trying different stuff. I'm chuffed, as they say, to see the White Sox win a few.
Can you? You're what?
Chuffed.
I've never. I've never heard that word. What?
Chuffed.
Pleased. It means pleased.
Oh, okay. Why not just say pleased?
Chuffed is a really good word.
I White Sox should be pleased that Mother Nature played a part in them winning the game 5-4 yesterday. But again, it's the way they came back. They did it in the bottom of the sixth. They tied it, then took the lead. Let's see what happens now. They got four against the Royals. The Royals, 7 home runs yesterday, setting a new record in MLB.
What
there
a
was
fluke.
Also 10 home runs in that game, tying a record.
Very fluky.
Royals and Orioles.
The White Sox are passing the eye test, and the record may be not that different than a year ago, and the projections might not be, but when you watch them, you know. You watch them the first couple innings, the run differential through the second inning, I think. I know it's a silly stat, but it's one of the top 10 in baseball, I believe, and it reflects a team that comes ready to play. This is not a team that you look at and you see. What you see is limited talent. You don't see limited interest. You don't see a bunch of guys that are don't know how to play baseball this year. I think that's a big difference. The pitching, the starting pitching, has been promising. There have been moments where you like what you see, and there's been other moments it gets to the bullpen and you cringe a little bit. But I like the fact that they won a series over a good Astros team. That's a winning team. The Astros are having a winning season. And the White Sox took 2 out of 3, and they came back yesterday under some very adverse conditions, and they won the series. I think it's funny that the rain shortened it and 80 minutes was where they called it, and they didn't want to wait any longer. It was like they were ready. They got the lead. Let's go home. And so good for them. They look, if a team ever needed a break, it's the White Sox. Oh my God, they will take it and run. And I think Will Venable is getting through to his players. He's very popular in that clubhouse. And I think he's also highly respected. And that's a good combination.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's a big question.
That is the voice of Bruce Levine. He'll be here at 9 talking both Cubs and White Sox. Bruce spent the weekend up in Milwaukee. What did you think of the Chicago Tribune story Sunday morning on New Arlington Heights Mayor Jim Tenaglia? Okay. It included this quote. In the most significant optimistic scenario for a Bears stadium in Arlington Heights, there could be a groundbreaking in 26. Whatever happened to shovels in the ground in 25?
Very good story in the Trib on Jim Tenaglia, the new mayor at Arlington Heights. An architect, did not realize all of his background. I don't think he'll be designing the new stadium out there, but I do think he'll probably have a say in the things that go around it if, in fact, this happens. And it does seem to be headed in that direction. Whenever it starts. Goodness sakes. Now we're talking about 2026. I understand from a political standpoint, he's the new mayor, and he's got to be somewhat conservative in his estimates because he doesn't want to come back and be used against him. But he wants to be responsible, I think, in what he's estimating and the timetable. But this is not in sync with what Kevin Warren has been promising all along. So it makes you wonder about what Kevin Warren has been promising all along. What's he selling us? You know, first God was kissing the lakefront and the Bears were going to build there. Then they were going to have shovels in the ground in Arlington Heights in 2025. Look at the calendar. Cinco de Mayo. We're almost midway through 2025. So Jim Tenaglia, I think, is adding a dose of reality to this process that doesn't have much so far. Get on with it, Chicago Bears. Get things done because the timetable, time is money, and you're wasting both.
Well, it seems to me like this is negotiating stuff. This is politics. This is that kind of a thing. I think the Bears probably, the way it reads to me, they don't really have anywhere to build in Chicago right now. It looks like Arlington Heights is the best option. I'd love more on this. But again, I'm still in the group that says, you know, when you build it, they will come wherever it is. I personally would like it to stay downtown, but that's just because that's what I'm used to. There are several people you will hear from that say, well, in Dallas, well, in Boston, well, in this place, well, in that they, the teams are in the suburbs. They're not downtown. But that's what we know. That's what I've grown up with. So that's what I'm used to. I mean, again, wherever they build the Bears Stadium, we're going to go. So
yeah, that's not what's in question. What's in question is how long have they waited to build this building and how much is that costing them as you tick, 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 wait. I can't help but wonder if you say shovels in the ground by 2025, is 2026 okay? It's just a year, but how much is the difference? And how much time and effort and energy did you waste trying to get something going in the city that couldn't get legs under it? And where are they at with the state right now? Are they going to get financial help for infrastructure stuff that's going on in Arlington Heights? I don't know the answer to any of these questions. It doesn't seem like this is moving fast enough. And I think that's what you heard from the mayor. And I think that, it's great if they get it done, Dustin. And you're absolutely right. You're going to go see them regardless of where they play. But it's still kind of, it's just not going as smoothly as one might have hoped.
And that is the understatement of the day.
But it's the who's that who, right? Who's that person? Who's upset? George? Kevin? Like, who's upset?
The chairman of the Chicago Bears. It has a responsibility to be upset. Yes. Or to be monitoring this to the point where yes. It gets done in an expedient fashion.
That's right.
If it doesn't, he better be, as he would say about his, once said about his late mother, pissed off. I'd be pissed off.
But they have a lease, right, that they're tied to for quite some time?
Yeah, Dustin.
That's not about the lease. Like, 2033.
Are you paying attention to building costs and how they're going up and how much things cost
and the letter
to do stuff?
I am. Thank you.
Kevin Warren wrote a letter.
Maybe their thought is, maybe, again, if we're going to have a discussion, they're up. Maybe they're thinking if we put this on pause for a year, maybe they'll go back down.
But the thing is, Dustin, Kevin Warren sent a letter to the Chicago Park District in mid-April complaining about the upgrades that were promised and never happened. And the last time they had a meeting that was scheduled on the agenda about this was 20 years ago. So this is not getting better. It seems like it's getting more.
It seems
more
like he's doing that, though, to set the ground for the case that they should be allowed to leave and they don't have
it's
to
all related.
Pay any money.
It's all related.
Yeah, that's a great question.
There he is, Kevin Warren. There were two Game 7s on Saturday, two Game 7s on Sunday when you combine the NHL and the NBA playoffs together. In case Chicago sports fans have forgotten what playoff trauma looks like, there was a moment or moments that stood out in those decisive games to you.
Listen, there were fantastic moments over the weekend. The basketball wasn't as tight, contentious as the hockey. And we know that playoff hockey is a different animal altogether, but those were unbelievable finishes. And if you were lucky enough to watch them, and you should be watching them, because that is unbelievable stuff. I enjoyed the basketball as much as the hockey, but the hockey was so much more competitive, so much more in question right up to the end of the games. It wasn't even funny. I mean, holy guacamole. That was great stuff and riveting. And, we're going to be sitting here with bated breath tonight because the Hawks were the penultimate team in the league and they've got as good a chance as anybody. They're going to finish with a top four pick. There's apparently defenseman. That is the number one guy this year. So, okay.
Schaefer, yeah.
Yeah, Schaefer. Go get Schaefer. Let's go. Yeah. But there's a couple of centermen, too, that are supposed to be pretty good. Michael Misa is a guy that has been mentioned. So we'll see where they end up, but they should wind up with yet another good player. But time to start winning some games, man.
Well said, Mully. The NHL drama was better than the NBA drama, without a doubt. I think the way I looked at it was, again, just a sad reality that, I mean, I get the next question, maybe a question for tomorrow would be, especially after the NHL lottery draft tonight, which franchise is most likely to even get into the playoffs, let alone get to a game 7 in the playoffs, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous that, right. Both of our fall/winter sports out. But I mean, it's just, you think in a big market, but like, especially in hockey, like there are big markets all over the place shut out of the NHL postseason.
St. Louis led Winnipeg by 2 goals with 2 minutes to play last night in Game 7. The Winnipeg Jets stadium and arena was dead. All these people in white T-shirts were sitting there on their hands, distraught. And then the Jets scored twice in the final 2 minutes, including the tying goal with 1.6 seconds to go. And they went into overtime, and they win it. Double overtime. Great drama. But it was exceeded the night before. The Mikko Rantanen game. That is what it is, not only in Dallas, but all over the NHL. Mikko Rantanen scored 3 goals, a hat trick in the third period. His team was down, left for dead, 2-0, 10 minutes to go in the third period. Their season was over. This is a guy that the Avalanche traded to the Hurricanes. They trade him to Dallas. What does he do? He's pretty quiet through the playoffs. Puts a team on his back in Game 6 and 7. In Game 7, he did something no other player in NHL history had done. A hat trick in the third period of a Game 7. I will always remember that one. That drama is great. It made me miss playoff hockey in Chicago. And the whole weekend from the Nuggets and the Warriors, it made me miss playoff basketball in Chicago. Just the playoffs in Chicago. It's May. Why do winter sports season seem so far away?
Oh, that's a good question.
And that's the voice of Eddie Olczyk. Did Derby Day get you down? Was there too much mud and slop to call it a good racing day? Do you believe the sovereignty is a triple crown threat, or will you regroup and try to get a price on journalism?
Well, the price of journalism is plummeting, so I don't think I'm going to do that. What a deflating day. Soggy, wet, muddy, disappointing. We picked the wrong horse. I feel like we wasted our time. Did not enjoy this year's Derby. Not at all.
Wow, not at all. All right, so we're on to Pimlico, May the 17th. So that's it's right. A very, very quick turnaround. We don't have any official horses yet in that race. I hope both horses will go.
Journalism might not.
You might not, right? You just don't know. I did, for what it's worth, you know, I held up my sheet of integrity before Eddie O came on, and I did give out the exacta for what it's worth. So,
what was it worth?
It paid okay.
You gave out the exacta.
I gave out. Remember, I said I gave out a $1, $1 three horse exacta box. So, and I got it. But I got a little bit more back than I invested. So that's a win, right? But it wasn't. Because of the sloppiness, usually I won't watch 8 hours of it, but in and out and following on my phone. I did not wager because it's hard to tell in the slop. So I did not wager until the Derby. And it's great. Like, you go out and you watch it, and people are really into it. I was standing next to it. I slid into a seat at my local establishment. There's a guy there. He had two, like, different racing books, like, full... the old school daily racing form. This guy was grinding on this race, you know, so it's just interesting to hear him, you know, kind of talking about it. But yeah, it's hard. It's not as cool when it's sloppy and rainy. I hope all the horses come out of it okay. I hope there's a nice full field, but I do think there is something too. They need to adjust the dates on this. It's May 17th is not that far away.
That's the whole point of the triple crown.
Right, but then it destroys, is it really a triple crown? But if no horses are racing, you know how I feel when they all skip this and then go to the Belmont. You know, that's not great either.
Yeah, so the way the card works is it's 2 weeks until you get to Pimlico for the Preakness, and that is a track with a lot of turns, and you need more of a kind of speed horse, and you get then to the Belmont, which we've seen thousands of hearts and tickets die down the stretch of the Belmont. So it's here's one for you I didn't know. So Secretariat, the great Secretariat, Triple Crown winner, one of the greatest athletes of my lifetime, that horse had 660 foals. That horse basically lived 19 years and you know, had children for a living. And every single horse in that race was related to Secretariat.
I got a text from a buddy about that. I'm like, yeah. Wow, that is an unbelievable.
Yeah. Every single horse in the race.
I haven't looked it up.
Trace it back.
Are they back? Are they back at the Belmont this year? Are they still 1 year away? Are they up north a little bit because Belmont's being redone?
I think they're in Saratoga.
Saratoga, still, right?
I think it's Saratoga.
So a little different, but that race, there's isn't there 4 weeks between?
They're still working at Belmont.
Preakness and the Belmont.
No, it's three, I believe.
Three?
Okay. Double check it, but I think
it was four.
I think it's two and then three. And then they, but you know what you would hope is, see what they do is they look at the condition of the horse coming out of the Derby where, you know, you had to really work hard and, you know, you're eating mud and the whole bit. And then they determine whether or not they think you can bounce back. And if you can't, then they aim for the other race. But if you did try to, if you might get a really nice price on Journalism. That's a pretty decent horse. And it finished second. And it had an excuse because of the mud. So you could get a better price on it. In the Preakness than you would in the Derby. So I'm always interested in value bets with horses. You would imagine that Sovereignty, after winning the race, would get a pretty good bump. But we'll see who's in it, and then we'll make a determination. But I love that idea of sometimes with Triple Crown runners, even if you came back in the Belmont and you bet that horse, you might make some money on it because it's going to be better odds than it was in this race. Good stuff. I mean, it's good. It's racing. It made me want to play a whole card. I don't like aiming toward a single race, especially one that is torn up this much and there's so much information. It's hard, and every horse is good and every horse is trying to win. I'd rather find a sleeper somewhere that no one's betting on, and I can make some money. I'm sorry. We're running out of time.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.